For the last several years, Issa Rae has been on a mission to prove there's not one way to be a black woman in comedy. You may have seen her web series, The Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl. It premiered in 2011.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Jay, and I'm awkward and black. Someone once told me those were the two worst things anyone could be.
So now, 5 years on, Rae's latest project is an HBO series called Insecure.
Hey, Poppy. Where you going?
It's too aggressive.
I just want to be confident. Brave me. I want to be that person. Let's have fun tonight.
I'm Jared.
Issa.
Issa is in Atlanta tonight for a screening of Insecure about a month before it premieres on HBO. The showing is part of the Bronze Lens Film Festival, and she joins me now. Issa, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Now, you chose to keep your real name in this HBO series. How come?
You know what? If I could go back, I wouldn't, because it got really confusing, like doing post-production, doing getting notes and things like that. But I just wanted to show that this was kind of a show about me and my life, not necessarily a biography, but this character was true to my essence.
But how concerned are you that fans are going to see this as a biography and going to ask you about things that happened in the show as though they happened to you?
Very concerned, because they did the same for Awkward Black Girl, and that wasn't even my name. So I just don't put it past anyone.
How do you handle that then, if they did that when you were doing the web series as well?
I mean, I just tell them that it's not true, you know, but I wish you had asked me these questions when I first started pitching it, because I definitely didn't think ahead.
Okay. So I saw this one video that you'd posted in which you were giving advice to your younger self. I think it was called hashtag Dear Me. And the main thing you wanted to tell your younger self was to not be concerned about whether you were black enough. Is that part of the theme of this new series as well, insecurity over what kind of black you are?
In a very subtle way. I think there's just the preconceived notions of blackness that we want to override with this series. And I think with this character, and she, in the very opening episode, talks about how her best friend is loved by white people and black people alike, and she isn't. And I think that she may confuse that with perceptions of blackness that she doesn't fit, but she'll soon find that it's a bit more than that. But that's just something that I've always explored in my themes, in all of my work, just the different types of black people and the fact that we're not a monolith, and that we have varied experiences that inform and shape us. And the character's journey to security or to confidence will lie in challenging that and asking those questions.
I mean, honestly, the opening few minutes of it have to be one of the funniest opening few minutes of any pilot ever. I mean, this is a group of, for those, I don't think I'm giving any spoilers. It's a classroom full of kids who are asking you really inappropriate questions. And one of them is like, why do you talk like a white girl?
Right.
How many of those questions have you actually gotten from a kid or otherwise?
I've got all those questions in real life.
But not like, from I don't want to say all of them.
But all of those questions have been asked to me at some point in life, either when I was a kid or by kids at some point. Yes, I can honestly say that.
They asked you what was up with your hair.
Oh, my God. Come on. Yes.
Have you gotten better at fielding those kind of things, or do people just not ask you that stuff anymore?
You definitely get asked some things, you know, but I don't get asked why I talk like a white girl at all anymore. But I mean, I think that's just more of growing up and people realizing that, okay, speaking proper English is not equated with speaking white, you know. And some of the other questions have just been, you know, I use any question that's offensive, I will turn and flip back. Like, you use humor as a defense mechanism. So that's something that I've grown to do. I will jab back and clap back quickly.
I don't want to make it seem like this show is about being black, because it seems to just be about more. At least I've seen one episode. I saw the pilot, and that one seemed to have been more about friendship and how to be a good friend. And so, how do you balance those things? And I ask that because there's so few African American or people of color anchoring sitcoms on either on mainstream TV or on cable at all. So to a certain extent, you're a representative. And I wonder how you balance that with just wanting to put together a good storyline about human beings.
One, we wanted to just tell a story about regular people that happen to be Black. And that was first and foremost. Like, we didn't want to, like, hit you over the head with the fact that, oh, my God, we're Black and all Black issues, because that's not how Black people talk. That's not how people of color talk. Like, we just wanted to create something real at the end of the day and portray something real. And so, you know, situations arise from being a person of color, and, you know, we wanted to talk about those and feature those incidents, those experiences, and again, didn't want to be didactic and be like, here's a lesson to learn from them. Just be like, okay, this is just a part of what we deal with in our day-to-day lives in a very slice of life show, and made sure that was the core of our storytelling. And it helps when you have a writer's room that's diverse. You have, you know, people with varied experiences who are also contributing things from their own personal lives, so it doesn't feel like we're just making stuff up at the end of the day to teach a lesson.
So one of your writing partners is, of course, Larry Wilmore, and his program, The Nightly Show on Comedy Central, was just canceled last week. Let's hear a little bit of it.
But I'm Larry Wilmore, your next host for the next, 29 minutes and 31 seconds. Now, let me just say, it's never easy when your television show gets canceled. But I have to tell you, for me, there has been a silver lining, you guys. All the free booze.
So, what worked against Larry, do you think? And I ask that because there seems to be a difficulty, in the United States at least, for an African-American to find success hosting a talk show. And except for Oprah, she's the one outlier to a certain extent.
That's so sad.
but we have no problem with African Americans with Beyonce. I mean, there are some arenas in sports or in music where their sky is the limit, and in some areas where it isn't. Why?
We always joke about the fact that there's like one slot for us. Like, we're always fighting on one slot, and if you hire like one Black person, now you can't have another Black person on, you know, like that's it. And, you know, I think that the Comedy Central prides itself on The Daily Show. And I do think that in hiring, you know, another Black person to fill the spot,
Trevor Noah,
simple Americans and simple viewers and possibly simple executives were like, well, people aren't watching both. People don't want to watch both. So instead of pairing them together and having them work with one another to show how different they are and how different their voices are, they sort of played into the fact that it had to be one or the other, which really sucks, because it's their loss at the end of the day. But Larry will be just fine.
Okay, so last year we spoke with another comedian, George Wallace. He was born and raised here in Atlanta, and he's been doing stand-up for 4 decades or so. I asked him a question about how comedy has changed over the past 40 years, and here was his answer.
It's still basically the same. We just discuss it differently. People express themselves differently. When I was a kid starting comedy, the young kids, we didn't use swear words, curse words. Now the young kids are rapping. They express themselves differently. So, and it's much harder to be clean and funny than it is to be every other word. I have nothing against blue comedians, because funny is funny. Let's make that perfectly clear.
I wonder how easy the transition is between doing a web series where you basically have a lot of freedom, and then you're at HBO where you also have a lot of freedom. Would you have been able to reproduce this on, say, NBC?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, maybe that's one of the big advantages of doing a show on cable and on HBO specifically, which is, you know, very writer friendly and very voice friendly. I think that, yeah, I've always maintained that if I ever took a show to television, I wanted to be on HBO specifically for those very reasons. I don't think that I would have been able to tell the same story on any network.
Do you have censors? Do you have to get your plot lines and your writing through a board or somebody who's editing?
We deal with basically two development executives who are very, very smart. And as a team, you know, Prentice, our showrunner, we just navigate their notes, and they really help to make it better. But it's very small, which helps. And you're not going through a studio and for notes, and then a network for notes, and then, you know, dealing with advertisers and things like that. It really is streamlined with just two people, which is so refreshing.
So, do you have like a list in your head of stereotypes you kind of want to address? I mean, do you think, okay, here's one thing people assume about Black people or Black women, and I want to make sure I get to this on my show. Do you have that sort of list somewhere in your subconscious?
There are some experiences that I definitely want to touch on, but for the most part, I want to make sure that the character, that anything that happens stays true to the characters that we've presented thus far. But there are definitely stories that I want to tell and things that I want to discuss and have people discuss. Yeah, there's definitely a list in the back of my mind.
Okay, how about these two? And these come from comedian Dulcie Sloan, who's from Atlanta, just moved to L.A. She brought up two stereotypes she has had enough of.
The only time I've given this trope of the angry Black woman or the sassy Black woman or whatever is when white people say that. Black people, I'm just a Black person who talks. Like, I don't have to prove my Blackness to anybody because I'm Black all day. And if anyone questions my Blackness, they're usually white or a Black person I don't know. So, you know, I don't try to make excuses for my comedy. I don't try to explain it to anybody. If you get it, you get it. You don't, you don't.
Where are you on that spectrum of caring what comments, either whites or Blacks, say?
I'm exactly with her. She couldn't have put it better. And that is something that we addressed in a show, actually a few episodes in. So you'll definitely see that addressed and acknowledged. But I 100% agree with her. I don't care at this point. And that's something that I'm so proud of with this show, is that we're not like, they're inside jokes. There's a vernacular that we use. There's so many things that we don't feel the need to explain because we don't have to, you know, in the same way we make no apologies. It's very much like a bias for us, but everybody's welcome to watch type of show.
So to me, it feels surprising that I'm talking to you about this when you studied African American studies at Stanford, but it may not be. Was this sort of a goal for you all along?
What? I would like to tell my dad that. It was very disappointed. That, like, hey, Dad, this was all the plan, you know? But no, I mean, you hope that, like, I knew I wanted to be a writer. I knew I wanted to direct and produce, but I didn't think it would come to this. You know, you hope, but I never imagined.
Writer and actress Issa Rae, she's the creator and star of the upcoming HBO series Insecure. It screens tonight at 7 at the Georgia Pacific Auditorium in Atlanta. It's part of the Bronze Lens Film Festival. Her show also debuts on HBO on October 9th. And after the showing, there will be a discussion with her. Issa, thank you so much. Such a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.